Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es, Becheurois, Perik Ches, Mischne Jod, Elusche Einan, Chäuserin, bei Jäuvel. What happens in a Jäuvel year? During a Jäuvel year, all land that was sold the last 49 years from the last Jäuvel goes back to the one who sold it, the original owner. Original owner means the family that yarshened it when they came into Eretz Yisrael, when Yehoshua, based on the Goyril and the Baskel and open miracles, let everyone know which land belonged to them. And the Torah wants that land to stay in that Shevet, to the Yarshim of that person. You know, that means that your great-great-grandfather yarshin land in Eretz Yisrael, and you're entitled to part of that land. You'll find out when Mashiach comes. Now, if you would sell this land, it would go back on Yovel. Does all land go back on Yovel? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Ches Mishnah Yod. Eilu she'einan chayzim b'yovel. These lands don't go back on Yovel. They are not returned. The first is Habachayra. The Bechar is extra chalik. That does not go back on Yovel. A sale of original property goes back on Yovel. Yerusha does not go back on Yovel. If someone yarshins something from his father, he doesn't return it to the estate during Yovel. So let's say there's five brothers, everyone got a certain amount, the Bechar got double. So the regular chelik that the Bechar got, that I understand, doesn't go back on Yovel. But maybe the double part should. So our mission says no. The Torah uses the term to describe the Bechar getting a double portion, pi shnayim. So we compare the two chalakim zeh lezeh. Just like in his regular part, it doesn't go back on Yovel. No Yerusha does. No inheritance does. The same is true for the extra part. Vaitra says the Mishnah of Ayoresh is Ishtoi. If someone yarshins his wife, Vaitra says the Mishnah list continues of things that don't go back on Yovel. V'ha Yoresh es Ishtoi. Someone who inherits, he yarshins from his wife. If a married woman passes away, her husband yarshins her, including, let's say, part of her family's field. That normally, if you would sell this, it would go back on Yovel, but not if the husband yarshins her. Vaitra says the Mishnah of Amayavim es Eshes Achiv. So like we learned in the previous Mishnah, if someone, Rachman al-Islam, passes away without children, Min HaTorah, one of his brothers is supposed to marry the Almana. That brother that marries the Almana is called a Yavim. Now he, meaning the brother that is Miyavim, yarshins all the property that belonged to the brother that was Nifter. So if HaMiyavim is Eshesach, if a person that is Miyavim, his brother's wife, that property that he yarshins does not go back on Yovel, as well as V'hamitana, property that was given as a matana, as a gift, not sold. Here's where the Chachamim argue. V'chachamim matana kemecher. No, a gift is like a sale. If I gave someone a gift, he has to give it back to me on Yovel. Just like if I sold him my property, he would have to give it back to me on Yovel. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kulan chayzim b'yovel. All of the properties we learned about in this Mishnah go back on Yovel. Now, Rabbi Eliezer holds, like the Chachamim, that a matanis go back on Yovel. Yeah, but the Chachamim don't say that a Bechor gets an extra share, but that someone who yashins his wife and so on, the Chum don't say that's a matana. That's true. But Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, Rabbi Eliezer says, that his wife's property that he yashins and the brother's estate that he gets as a Yavim are all considered matanais, not Yerusha. And therefore they go back on Yovel. And he dashes that from Sukkah. Rabbi Yechon ben Breika says, Hayoyosh asishtei, someone yashins property from the wife. But the Batanura says, what type of property? There's a basic forest there. And that's considered a pagam, when a family cemetery is going to go over to someone else. So yachzir l'bnei mishpacha. The cemetery has to be returned to the members of the family on Yovel. But they have to pay for it. They have to pay the husband for the property. But they'll have a taina. Wait a second. The halach is the husband has to pay for all the expenses that come along with his wife's covet, including a place for her to be buried. So Enachanami, that's a good taina. And therefore, the Yenakulam in Adamim, he's going to have to deduct from them the cost of his wife's kever. In other words, from the price of the property, because that's something that he has to pay for. See, Rabbi Yechon ben Breika holds that a Baal Yarshans his wife, a husband Yarshans his wife min HaTorah. It's not a gift. So it shouldn't have to go back in Yovel. It's just that there's an extra halach over here because of the covet of the family. It shouldn't have to be buried in someone else's property. That was considered a pagam. But again, because he's mechuyev to pay for burying his wife, so while they have to pay him for the property, they deduct the amount for the wife's grave because that's something that he's responsible for. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned here are properties that don't go back in Yovel. The double chelik of the Pchar, his regular chelik, doesn't go back. No Yerusha goes back. The extra part doesn't go back. Someone who yashens his wife, someone who's miyave, his brother's wife, and a gift. All of this, according to Reb Meir, does not go back. The Chachamim say a gift does go back. There is no difference in a gift or selling. When you sell your property, again, Yerusha property that you got from your Zayda, that he got from his Zayda, that he got from his Zayda that came into Eretz Yisrael. Just like when you sell that property, it goes back in Yovel, same as true for a gift. Rabbi Eliezer says, I agree with the Chachamim, but not only that, Rabbi Eliezer holds that a Pchar's extra share and someone's wife's estate and the Yovel, the Yarshan's his brother, these are all gifts, and Mamela, they too go back on Yovel. And finally, we said Rabbi Yochanan Breika holds, no, when a husband yashens his wife, that's min ha-taida, but if the field is a beis ha-kvaris, and it's considered a pagam mishpacha, they should be buried in someone else's property, he has to give it back to them, but he can charge them for it. They, in turn, can deduct dmei keverishta, because that is something that the husband, regardless, has to pay for. Do you remember the story of the B'nai Tzolofchad? A man named Tzolofchad passed away in the Midbar. He left behind 5 daughters. They were all great tzaddikas. They eventually came before Moshe Rabbeinu, and they expressed their concern that their father will never have a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael because he has no sons. If our father would have died without children, his brother would have not been miyaveim, our mother, because he has daughters. It's only if you have no children. So, if we are the same as sons, when it comes to Yivam, why shouldn't we be the same regarding yarshening the land? So Moshe asked Hashem, what should we do? Did Moshe not know himself that the halacha is if there are no sons, the daughters do Yarshin? So according to one pshat in Masechta Sanhedrin, it was taka hidden from Moshe. According to other pshatim, he did know, but they had gone to many judges. There were the Sari Asara, the judge over the 10, who didn't know, and they said, you have to go to a higher judge. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe wanted to teach all these judges that were waiting to see, okay, we didn't know, what's the halacha? No, you should consult a greater authority if you have to. You don't have to answer everything on your own. Of course, there was no one greater than Moshe, so Moshe had to ask Hashem. Either way, Moshe was told that the daughters of Tzolofchad, because there is no son, do get a Yerusha. But now the other members of their Shevet, of Shevet Menashe, came and they said, Ay, if they're going to marry someone from a different Shevet, and their husband is going to Yarshin them, so it means that Shevet Menashe will never even get to start with the Chelik that they have in Eretz Yisrael to be transferred down to the next generations. So therefore, Moshe told the B'nai Tzolofchad, this was Al Pi Hashem, that they should only marry someone from their own Shevet, and that's what they did.